That is also unknown to us, but we estimate that in the deep sea of the earthly oceans, about 12 million undiscovered genera and species of organisms still exist, and the number of individual species, according to their size, is probably in the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or in the millions with the biggest and largest creatures, and in the tens of millions, billions, trillions, quadrillions, up to innumerableness with the smallest and tiniest life forms. Billy, with the innumerable life forms, it probably concerns microorganisms and so on, right? And how large or tiny are they, for example, in relation to a fine tip of a hair? Quetzal, 97. Yes, I speak of microorganisms. 98. However, these stand in no comparison in their size to a hair's tip because they are so tiny that billions of specimens could be found on such. Billy, then these are probably thermal microorganisms, that is thermal bacteria or even thermophilic microorganisms, as you and Tua once called these super small creatures, if I remember correctly. Unfortunately, I must inquire into this, for since my breakdown in 1982, I no longer have the memory capacity as before. You know that I am still working up what was lost and no longer reliably recall everything that I knew before. Quetzal, 99. You remember very well. 100. You said everything that is to be said. 101. A further explanation from me isn't necessary. Billy, also good. Then another question about the large and giant deep sea life forms, such as the giant sharks, giant squid, giant eels, and giant snakefish, etc. For centuries, stories from sailors wander through the world like ghosts, which describe sea monsters and deep sea monsters that are said to have attacked ships on the seas and that have even sunk these and that also should have killed sailors. Is this actually somewhat true, or is it all just storytelling? Quetzal, 102. The stories have their validity, even if many things seem implausible due to a lot of exaggeration. 103. Of course, there are also many invented stories that have no truth content at all, so not everything that has been and that will be told can be accepted as given, as this is also the case with respect to many other things. Billy, so I imagined, yes. But it is also clear to me that various stories are just so-called sailor's yarn, as this also applies to the alleged ship's kobold as well as to the unbelievable stories regarding Street Elmo's fire, which there actually is, however, through the atmospheric electricity. But now a question that demands your doctor's knowledge, dyslexia, which is also designated as a writing disorder or orthography disorder, if I am correctly oriented. Is this inheritable? Quetzal, 104. That is correct. 105. Dyslexia is inheritable through genetic misinformation or genetic deformation, that is genetic damage. Billy, I was asked about the apartheid system in South Africa and about the civil rights activist, Nelson Mandela, who has been imprisoned there for many years because he made himself unpopular in the political struggle against the oppression and was condemned as a public enemy to lifelong imprisonment. How long will the oppressive apartheid system continue to exist, if it is abolished at all, and Nelson Mandela, will he ever be free again? Have you had a look into the future in relation to this? Quetzal, 106. Nelson Mandela will be released into freedom again after 27 years of imprisonment, through the intervention of an authoritative Swiss diplomacy, on the 11th of February, 1990. 107. At a later time, and to be sure, in the month of April, 1994, the system of racial segregation that has existed since 1948 will be cancelled and placed permanently out of power. 108. In the same year, Nelson Mandela will be proclaimed as the President of the Republic of South Africa, but he will only hold the office of President until 1999 and will resign at his own desire. Billy, then there are, therefore, only a few years of the terror of the whites against the various non-whites in South Africa. That's good to hear. Such progress is praiseworthy. But now, Two questions about the colors of the universe. You surely remember Professor Janowski, the astrophysicist. We've already discussed a question of his once, he asked. What original color did the material universe, that is the material creation belt, exhibit? What color followed thereafter? What is given today, and what colors will be given in the future, and what will be given with the contraction of the universe? He also asks how these colors can be calculated and whether this is possible at all, or whether the earthly scientists of astrophysics are presently in a position to do this or will be in the future. Quetzal, 109. I want to answer the first question first, 110. The color of the universe can only be calculated in accordance with all sources of light of all galaxies in the form of a combination of the same. And to be sure, while a so-called cosmos spectrum or universe spectrum is created from this. 111. This is an average value which isn't visible to the human eye and which results from combinations of young blue and old red stars of the galaxies, as well as from nebulous formations and gas clouds of a cosmic form. 112. From this, it also follows that the color of the universe doesn't always remain the same but varies, because depending on the overall mass and luminosity of all sources of light, the color changes. 113. During the formation of the universe, the greatest brightness was given, 114. A beaming, bright, white Zohar light that resulted from the Big Bang explosion. 115. Then came the blue phase of the galaxy's development and stars' development, etc., from which the material form of the present universe developed, which exhibits a beige color that, over the course of time and evolutionary change, will be followed by the colors of turquoise, green, red, and yellow. So since the origin of the universe, there is the following series of colors up to its end, 116. 1. Beaming, bright, white Zohar light Big Bang phase 117. 2. Beaming blue existence development phase 118. 3. Beige first existence phase 119. 4. Turquoise second existence phase 120. 5. Green third existence phase 121. 6. Red final existence phase 122. 7. Yellow contraction phase, Billy, thanks. This information will please him. But now, again something else. As one knows, the mountains on Earth are still growing, but at the same time, erosion also takes place. An amateur geologist asked me as to what mountain on Earth has the greatest and fastest growth and, at the same time, the greatest erosion. And since you also occupy yourself with geology, and indeed, even in an earthly relation, as you said, you should actually be able to answer this question, right? Quetzal, 123. That is correct. 124. To answer the question isn't a problem. 125. This is the Nanga Parbat mountain in Pakistan, which belongs to the Himalayan mountains and to the 8000ers. Billy, then that would also be clear. So thus the next question, namely about Atlantis. If I remember correctly, Samjace once said that there hadn't been only two Atlantises, the Great Atlantis and the Small Atlantis. Do you know about this? Quetzal, 126. Yes. 127. There were four different Atlantises, so the new Atlantis beyond the Pillars of Hercules, between the Azores and Spain. 128. Then there was the Small Atlantis that existed in the Mediterranean Sea in the area of Santorini, and then Old Atlantis is to be mentioned, on which later, after its downfall, Troy was built, while Great Atlantis had its existence in the Atlantic. 129. The Atlanteans of Great Atlantis were the rulers over all four Atlantises and their peoples, for they all belonged to the same origin. 130. Thus, a central government was given, but the administration of the various Atlantises took place through authorized representatives, who were called the Lightant. Billy, then soon, I will have asked all questions. So still this, months ago, a young man was with me, who had severe psychological problems that arose from sexual conduct during his childhood, and to be sure, by a paedophile Catholic priest. The man hesitated for a long time about the story, before he told it to me. And quite obviously, he was very seriously burdened by his experiences with the priest, but out of shame and anxiety, he couldn't talk to anyone for over 17 years about what had naturally burdened his psyche, by what means he became more and more closed and isolated. Thus, I had the greatest difficulty in assuring him that he could trust me and that I could surely give him some good advice. But the whole thing lasted for 4 hours, before he was finally ready for speak. It, Quetzal, 131. Excuse me for interrupting you, but wouldn't one correctly say to speak instead of for speak? Billy, of course, then have I said for instead of to? Quetzal, 132. That you have. Translator's note, I believe this marks the first instance in all of the contact reports that I've translated so far, which is over 90 at the time of writing this note, where someone in the report has said something that is grammatically incorrect, though this case represents an extremely minor one. In the original German language, Meier said Zum instead of Zu, which makes the mistake even more understandable than it might seem in my English translation. I was beginning to wonder if Meier or one of the plagiarans could ever make a grammatical mistake while speaking. One would think that if these reports contain nothing but the verbatim dialogue of unrehearsed conversations, then they would contain numerous slips of the tongue and other errors in speaking all throughout. The fact that they don't might cause one to wonder if they have been revised and/or edited before publication. Of course, the other possibility is that those who are speaking are masters of controlling and speaking their own language and almost always speak properly, no matter what the situation may be. If the latter is true, it certainly says a lot about the intelligence of those who are conversing. Of course, it's also important to note that the fact that such a mistake is recorded and presented in the conversation helps to speak against the first possibility. Whatever the reason for the lack of grammatical errors may be, I'm thankful that almost all of the sentences are grammatically correct, for it makes my task a whole lot easier. Billy, then I've made a slip. Please check the mistake for me. Now, it turned out, then, that the priest mentioned by him is known to me. Moreover, it concerns a man who is already older now, to whom I will read the riot act with opportunity. But what I really want to say is that the young man, after he had expressed himself to me and had told me the whole story, feels changed and liberated since then, and indeed, continuously, as he even told me last night on the telephone. Quite obviously, he could free himself from his age-old burden through the conversation with me and now leads a reasonable and carefree life, liberated from the old burden. The question now is whether you can take me to this priest, so that I can take him to task. You know that, because of my health, I can't go by train, and I don't want someone to take me the by car, for one would have to ask me for the reason behind the visit with the priest, and I would have to give an untruthful answer, which doesn't lie within me, however. Moreover, one would then also know where the priest exercises his office. Quetzal, 133. I can meet your wish. 134. We will still talk about that. 135. Of course, it is good if you are silent over the name of the priest as well as over the place where he holds his office. 136. But one thing you should be aware of regarding the pedophilic sexual abuse of the priest is that this isn't an isolated case, for among the Catholic priests, pedophilia is widely spread, which is due, not in the least, to celibacy. 137. In the main form, homosexual offenses appear in this respect. 138. And in fact, there are thousands of Catholic priests throughout the world, who violate children and adolescents in a pedophilic manner. 139. An evil that will run more and more rampant in the coming time, and indeed, not just with Catholic priests but also with the teachers of schools and sports, as well as in child pornography and child prostitution and even with many parents who sexually abuse their children. 140. In the coming time, it will all take on ever greater and worse proportions, which, on the one hand, is due to the fact that through Beatas, the sexual taboo became destroyed, which led to the fact that worldwide, open prostitution and pornography can be publicly operated in many forms, without punitive measures being taken against it, which will lead in the coming time to blatant degeneracy, and on the other hand, this also traces back to the machinations of Beatas, whereby all morals in reference to sexuality become violated, which will still worsen in the coming years and decades, by what means practically the entire world will become a cesspool of sexual degeneracy, and this will be tolerated by the authorities of the governments because many of them will be involved in these machinations themselves in a profit-winning or vice-fulfilling way. 141. Of course, there will only be a few who will be called to account, while the majority of all fallible ones can pursue and indulge in their criminal, immoral, and degenerate sexual machinations undisturbed. 142. And also included in the majority of the offending perpetrators are all those who somehow advocate, contribute to, or who are even the beneficiaries of the machinations, therefore, also included therein are all those who involve themselves in these machinations, directly or indirectly. Billy, well said, and it especially has the last word in itself, in order to describe the matter. Then I now have just three questions. The climate change that is going on and that should progress more and more rapidly in the coming years, as you mentioned at another time, this is very well due, in part, to the senselessness of human beings, with their environmental pollution, air pollution, land degradation, water degradation and, in general, the overall environmental degradation in every respect. Of course, we've already talked about this often, but I am still asked the same questions over and over again. All the coming events in the upcoming years and decades, which are teeming with natural disasters of all kinds and which will demand many human lives and cause enormous devastation, also trace back, however, to quite natural causes, as these have already been given by nature and cosmic influences for millions of years. Am I right in my acceptance that already for quite some time and in the near and more distant future, everything related to this can approximately be divided by two, that even about 50% is of natural origin and about 50% is of unreasonable, destructive human origin? Quetzal, 143. That is correct. 144. The ratio is to be regarded approximately in this measure. Billy, you said something about the ice of the poles, namely what percent of the ice of the poles will have melted by the year 2000, etc. Quetzal, 145. That is correct. 146. I remember that. 147. The explanation was that by the year 2000, through the climate change, that is global warming, about 40% of the poles' ice layers will have melted away in their density. Nevertheless, also another effect will appear, namely that enormous blocks of ice will break off and float through the seas as enormous icebergs several square kilometers in size. Billy, right, that was it exactly. Then the last question for today, atopic dermatitis, eczema, by what means does this vile evil appear, which drives the poor people who are befallen to it half into insanity? Quetzal, 148. This is an allergy with a very broad excitation spectrum, which can be caused genetically or by other internal or external influences. 149. Specifically, the following points are to be mentioned for external influences, but I can only cite some of them because the spectrum is very broad. 150. 1. Chemical agents and substances of all kinds. 151. 2. Natural resources and substances of all kinds. 152. 3. Food. 153. 4. Beverages. 154. 5. gases. 155. 6. Pollen of trees, flowers, bushes, grass, and grains of every kind. 156. 7. Cleaning agents of every kind. 157. 8. Hygiene products of every kind. 158. 9. Insects of all kinds. 159. 10. Fruits and vegetables of all kinds. 160. 11. Animal products of all kinds. 161. 12. Contacts with animals or things of all kinds. 162. These are the main factors that, depending on the case, can trigger atopic dermatitis, if a person, as a result of an unstable immune system, reacts sensitively and susceptibly to one or more of their causative agents. Billy, then those were all the questions that I had today. Quetzal, 163. Then I will say goodbye. Billy, not so fast, my friend. You said that we will still discuss the matter regarding the visit with the priest. Quetzal, 164. That is correct. 165. Then we will now agree upon a time. The rest of the conversation was not released for public viewing. 220th contact, Wednesday, December 2, 1987, 9:37 p.m., Quetzal, 1. Hello, my friend. 2. It's cold today, so I'm glad I can be here in your workroom. Billy, welcome, Quetzal. Glad to see you. Do you have something special that you've brought here today? Quetzal, 3. I felt the urge to hold a private conversation with you. Billy, somehow, I can also say that of myself. Is it possible, however, before we talk in private, to discuss a few other things first and, perhaps, raise a few questions? Quetzal, 4. Of course. 5. What, then, is your desire? Billy, some time ago, you promised to tell me something more about the upcoming researches relating to gene technology. What will be of particular significance in relation to this in the coming time and about when will this be? Quetzal, 6. That is correct, I have, in fact, given you a promise for such future things. 7. But today, I only want to mention one of the important things relating to this, which will happen shortly after the turn of the millennium. 8. And if everything results in accordance with the correctness, without any change in the upcoming events, then the event will arise in the month of September or October of the year 2002. 9. It concerns an experiment in genetically engineered medicine. 10. In the new millennium, earthly medicine will achieve greater progress, namely with genetically altered bacteria that are released in human bodies. 11. The first experiment in this connection will be held in Holland, and as just explained, in the month of September or October, 2002. 12. This arises from foresight, but which, unfortunately, hasn't yielded complete clarity because certain factors caused a slight veiling. 13. Medicine will make great progress through this initial earthly experiment in genetic medicine, so in the future, genetically altered microorganisms will play a new and very important role in the therapeutic treatment of diseases in human beings and also in their domestic animals. 14. The same will also be the case in later times with viruses, which will likewise become important therapeutic factors in the fight against diseases through gene manipulation. 15. The whole of this medical gene technology will also find further application against cancer. 16. However, this will still take a long time and, thus, won't already be the case after the turn of the millennium, for until then, several years will still pass in the third millennium. 17. Nevertheless, the development in genetic medicine in this regard isn't to be stopped, despite the unreasonable enemies of gene technology. 18. However, it should still be noted by the researchers and genetic engineers that extreme caution is required in their experiments, for the slightest carelessness and wrong manipulation, etc. in gene therapy medicine and other genetic manipulations, which are now emerging in the coming time and which can no longer be stopped, can cause immense disaster. 19. In fact, there is always a certain risk, so even also in the aforementioned form, because genetically manipulated germs can be transferred into humans by various circumstances and opportunities in natural bacteria species or bacterial strains. 20. If this happens, then the genetically manipulated microbes, under certain conditions, can be transferred from people who are therapeutically treated with them to healthy people and be epidemically spread. 21. Therefore, the greatest caution is required during the handling of genetically altered microorganisms, not just in terms of medicine but also in terms of the growth and the variation in species as well as the immunization, etc., which has reference to bacteria and viruses, etc., and also to humans, animals, and plants. 22. Nevertheless, if this condition is observed, then gene technology or gene manipulation can become the true blessing of the Earth person and also be to his advantage and welfare. Billy, it would still interest me now as to what you have to say about the more and more rampant thunderstorms, storms, torrential rainfalls and the resulting floods, as well as the volcanic eruptions and other natural disasters, if you can state anything else at all that is worth mentioning in this respect. Quetzal, 23. Everything relating to this has actually been said already. 24. An expansion can only be that in the future, particularly in the new millennium. Droughts, forest fires, thunderstorms of every kind, storms, rainfalls, floods, and destructions of vast areas, as well as earthquakes and volcanic eruptions and mountain shifts, etc., become worse and worse and more comprehensive and cause damages and destructions that will no longer be able to be repaired for years and decades by human beings and which will demand billions of amounts of financial resources. 25. Everything will assume such magnitudes as these have never been the case in all of human memory. 26. It will also lead to looting, for diseases will emerge and epidemics will spread, to which human beings will fall a victim, which will be caused, not in the least, by the corpses of rotting animals that die by the storms, as well as by the unsanitary conditions and immense vermin populations that result from the whole thing. 27. Everything will stand in connection with the climate change, which will partly be of natural origin but also about 50% of the Earth person's fault, and this percentage is constantly increasing. 28. A destruction and change of the global climate is caused by the steadily growing overpopulation and their needs and waste material, which results, however, through the technologically caused environmental pollution, through huge dirt emissions in the form of smoke, steam, chemicals, gases, and exhaust fumes, etc., from which also a part of the environmental degradation takes place, like, among other things, also through the obstructing and building over of the vitally necessary fertile land and the destruction of the oxygen lungs of the earth, like even the rainforests and the many other green areas and the sea plankton. 29. A process that can hardly or no longer be stopped after the reaching of the third millennium. 30. As of now, the climate has already changed in such a way that it looks very bad. 31. Thus, a fall of the climate is already pre-programmed at the current time and isn't to be stopped anymore. 32. And the faster the overpopulation grows, the faster all the evil brought forth by human beings grows and the faster the already unavoidable climate change arises. 33. All storms and all other things, as they were mentioned, wouldn't be so catastrophic in their purely natural origin and occurrences if these would remain purely according to nature. 34. But through the unreasonable involvement of the human being's evil, which he releases through his overpopulation, everything becomes much worse and more vicious than it could be caused by nature alone. 35. Already for quite some time, nature has begun to set itself to the defense against the humanly caused evil directed against it. 36. And that's exactly what it will still increasingly do in the coming time, and through this, it will produce immense disasters. 37.